Hello everyone, James Bramley, your student union sports officer here to tell you all about last week's great results and this week's big fixtures. Yet again, we're currently sat third in Bucks, but still behind Durham and Loughborough, but we're catching them up. Last week we won 27 out of our 55 games, giving us a 49% win percentage. Notable contributions are from our badminton men's and women's teams. They both won 6-2 and 7-1 against Sheffield Hallam Wands. Contributions from men's and women's basketball, who won both their fixtures. The ones won both their fixtures. Fencing won. Men's and women's lacrosse both won. Netball ones and threes won. Rugby league won 54-0 against Oxford. That's a big result. Rugby union women's ones won. And table tennis won 70-0 for the second week in a row. So some great results out there. So well done to everyone who played last week. On to this Wednesday, and this is arguably the biggest Wednesday of fixtures we've had this season. I know I said that last week, but this week's even bigger. So American football have their second game of the season against Warwick Wands. That's a 7:30 start at University Park Sports Centre. They could really do with winning that because they lost their first game, and it's a really crunch fixture for them against Warwick. So yeah, please go along and support them. Badminton Wands women are at home, and they're top of the league, and they're playing Loughborough Wands at 5 o'clock at University Park Sports Centre. Fencing Wands are at home to Durham Wands at the University Park Sports Centre starting at 1 o'clock. Men's football ones are at home to Northumbria. That's a 2 o'clock start. They unfortunately don't have Kevin Friend reffing this week. It's just a level 5 ref, not Kevin Friend. But yeah, that game's at Highfields. Men's hockey ones. Now, I'd say this is the fixture of the day, along with the women's hockey ones. So these are the two fixtures I'd definitely recommend going along to see. Our men's ones are taking on Trent at 5:30 over towards the hockey pitch at University Park. And the women's ones are playing Leeds ones at 2:30. At the University Park hockey pitch. Now, they're both relegation battles, so we really could do with them battling out a win, so we could do with a huge crowd helping cheer them on. I know there's a lot of people that are planning on attending, so yeah, hopefully see you all down there. Our men's and women's lacrosse are also at home, both against Loughborough Wands. The men's team are currently sat second, with Loughborough sat third, so that's a bit of a six-pointer, and the women's team are sat third, with Loughborough sat fourth, so they're two big fixtures that if either team wins, they're going to go above the other, so that's a 3 o'clock start for the men and a 5 o'clock start for the women's games over at Jubilee. Netball ones are at home at University Park starting at 5 o'clock against Oxford ones. Rugby league twos are at home at Highfields at 2 o'clock, as are rugby union men's twos against Oxford Brookes at 2 o'clock at Highfields. On to the Nottingham Tennis Centre. The men's team, who have won 4 games from 4 and currently sat top of the league, are playing Oxford twos. That starts at 1 o'clock. And the women's tennis ones are currently sat third, and they're playing the top of the league Stirling at 11 o'clock over at the tennis centre. So go along and support them. Or if you're at the Riverside Sports Complex, you can go cheer up our Ultimate Frisbee team, who are playing their second ever Bucks game at 2 o'clock against Staffordshire. A load of big fixtures happening tomorrow. This is the biggest week we've had, so please go along and show your support. Onto the weekend. Now we've got the boxing show, which is on Saturday night at Jubilee. This is the University of Nottingham Boxing Club's big event for the year. So go along and support them and see all the boxers that we've got on show at the university. Futsal have an exhibition match on Sunday, so go along and support them. And American football are also playing on Saturday during the day. So go along and support them if you can. This week is also This Girl Can Week. So there's loads of great events that all our females can get involved in throughout the week. Starting on Thursday, we have the Netball Tinsel Tournament, starting at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at University Park. If you've never played netball before, then go along. It's just an engaged session where we're trying to get a load of girls to try netball for the first time. There's a lot of people planning on attending, so go along there if you can. On Sunday the 6th of December, this is the Girls' Night In. This is the big This Girl Can event that we're putting on. It's a brand new lifestyle event where girls can stay in, stay active, win prizes, get goodie bags, and the first 50 people through the door get lots of prizes. And yeah, loads of stash and loads of kit. So go along there if you can. And yeah, that should be a lot of fun. On Sunday, we also have the IMS Women's Football Christmas Tournament. So that's a fancy dress football tournament for all the girls to play in. If you've never played football before, it'd be great to go along and try it for the first time and make sure you're wearing some fancy dress. So yeah, this week is a big week for sport in terms of our performance in Bucks, but also for This Girl Can. So yeah, get involved in any way you can. Good luck to everyone taking part. See you later.